May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. I was shocked when I heard the news that morning. Of all people, I would have never imagined that I wasn't going to be able to give a little hug to Laura Ravello at the Peace anymore. But today we gather to celebrate the legacy that she has left to us. Laura was deeply committed to her family. You could always depend on her to come up with some way of helping you out whenever you were in need. Sometimes, even to her own detriment, Laura was reliable. She was keen on spoiling her younger sister, and she never begrudged stepping up to the plate when someone was in trouble. Of course, she could be a bit saucy. When she was dating a military man in her younger days, John, who was a family friend at the time, decided that he was going to sneak an unsuspecting kiss on her, and immediately she reeled back and whoosh, right across the face. Yet we do know that eventually that she warmed up to John, and of course they were married, and headed up from Rhode Island up the mountain here to Western Pennsylvania and made their home here and raised a family. She enjoyed bowling and she enjoyed gardening, or in one way of looking at it, knocking some things down and helping other things flourish. If someone needed to be taken down a pin or two, she wasn't shy. But Laura always did what she could to help others around her succeed. The same was true of her faith. Her relationship with Jesus Christ and her commitment to the church were deeply important to her. But she never made a fuss over it. It was simply just a part of who she was. She never pushed the issue when it came to attendance at church. The invitation was always open. And she was always there, shuttling people who needed a ride to service or events here at St. Francis. Her faith, appropriately to her character, was most vividly expressed in her commitment to service. She helped with Meals on Wheels for almost 2 decades, I understand. And you could always depend on her to bake a fluffy cake for the spaghetti dinner. And if she couldn't be there physically, she'd make sure to contribute of her treasure in lieu of her time. Laura was always someone in the background who would make sure to do her part to make sure that things kept going. It might seem on the surface her consistent helpfulness and her New England self-reliance may have teamed up against her. But I think a more charitable reading is as a model of Christ-like self-denial. She picked up her cross. She bore it willingly, even gladly. And she gave of herself 100% to whoever was in need, whether in her family or out in the community. It's the kind of commitment that reflects the heart of Jesus. And we could all do well to aspire to a mere fraction of that kind of stick-to-itness in our own lives. This past year, Laura had a chance to plant a butterfly bush, and sadly it appears that she won't be physically present to see it bloom this coming spring. But butterflies have long been a symbol of the resurrection. Just as a caterpillar spins a cocoon and emerges transformed as a butterfly, Jesus promises that we will emerge from the grave in glory just as he did, having put our old caterpillar existence of sin away and shaken off the cocoon-like threads of the burial shroud. Come this spring, again another symbol of the resurrection, I can imagine that that butterfly bush will blossom with all the color of new life. And when the springtime of the promised new heavens and new earth come to fruition, I believe that we can count on seeing Laura there. I bet she hopes to see you there too, as you share with her in her Christ-centered faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.